This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now for our weekly talk radio review, the talk radio roundup, courtesy of the information that is provided to us each week by the folks who do these surveys at Talkers Magazine. Let's hear it for Talkers Magazine. We'd have no program if we didn't. I suppose I could make up a list, though. I don't know my way around. Rich McFadden is here. He could help me make up the list. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. And Jennifer Horn from the DJV Show and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles, here to go through the top stories. While we have the benefit of Jennifer's her expertise and her involvement, let's get to a couple of the things that are on the Washington stuff. Well, both she and Victoria love to talk about the Washington stuff. Number one this week on the list from Talkers Magazine, by the way, the list is for the week of May 13th, 17th. The China trade war is number one. I don't know that, but I may be the one who's most outspoken about this, actually, because of its impact on our food and the American family farmer. Pretty disgusting how much people don't know still. Still ongoing problem that we're just not getting it. We don't understand what is going on with the family farmer, and if we keep going down the road we're going, even if there is a $15 billion subsidy. I think, Jennifer, you sent me a note, said that $8-point-some-odd billion had already been expended to help the family. Well, the problem is that it isn't all going to the family farmer. Some of it is going to the big agribusinesses, which infuriates me to the nth degree, makes me want to throttle Trump or the people who are responsible for playing games with the big agribusinesses that are in part the reason for the problems the American family farmer is having in the first place.
Yeah.
So
this trade war, I think, and without talking about the farmers, because I think that's an important segment, because for just strictly political reasons, I don't think Trump can afford to lose the farmers. They voted for him. They're typically Democratic voters.
Not happy with them now.
Who voted for him in 2016. And so yeah. I think Trump knows he needs to get them back, which is why he's doing subsidies. But when we talk about a trade war, we've been hearing about this for decades. And the truth is that we need to stand up against China. We need to set this right. I told you, Doug, earlier in the week, it's like going on a diet. It doesn't always feel great. Sometimes it makes you uncomfortable, but yeah. You know it's the right thing to do at the right moment for your life. And I think for our country's sake, we have to make a stand against China, who's really been taking us to the cleaners, unless we want to be owned
by them.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's, yes, are there going to be people that are hit harder than others? Yes. Should we all be trying to do a better job of trying to seek out Made in America products? Absolutely, that's where we should start. So, but
it's our job as a good American. It's un-American to be buying as much crap as we do from China. It is. But the other side of it is people say, well, it's American.
Yeah.
We are Americans. We like cheap stuff. We like cheap food. We like cheap cars. We like cheap women. No, it's not.
People with short attention spans who only think about right now are going to blow this whole deal. You have to think long term. Yeah. I mean, if we put the pedal down on China, sooner or later the supply lines are going to move to other countries. Black and Decker is announced this week that they're breaking ground on a new Craftsman tool factory in Pittsburgh or Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but they're also going to other countries, too, which is better than having
right.
them go to China.
So, what this is doing, and you have to think a year and 5 years down the road. You can't think, oh, my goodness, this summer I'm going to pay more for an Apple phone. We have to give up on this. This is a long-term negotiation. And, yeah, you're going to have to eat it a little bit for a few months, including the farmers. I'm sorry, but I'm looking for the long-term deal. I don't want China to own us in 15 years.
Yeah.
It's the only way to take a stand. And, not to get too political, but Trump has been the only one with enough backbone to actually take this on, because no other politician
wants to put
their own political well-being on the line.
Because that's the way politics works now. Politics is, oh, there's an immediate reaction. Let me respond to that immediate reaction.
That's because of the 24-hour news cycle and all these pundits and their BS.
So while Trump is a jerk and a womanizer and all these crazy things that he is, you know what? Dude's got backbone, and he's doing deals, so let him get it done.
Yeah. Well, but the Democrats don't want to let him get it done. They want to make it a political issue.
I don't think that's true when it comes to China. I think everybody wants to get a deal done. I think what appears to have happened with China is that there has been a bit of a misreading by the Chinese. And Xi Jinping came back with an altered plan and did not realize, and I think this is unusual for Xi Jinping because he normally reads the room, reads his opponents, reads his partners very well, did not realize that coming back with a different plan, which is what you do in negotiations, would not go down well. And so this was an error in judgment, and it didn't go down well, and that was an error in judgment and sent things off the rails. And so negotiations have not gone well. And I think that politicians across the board want a trade deal with China. I do not agree. I do think that this is one of the few areas where Democrats and Republicans recognize that if we get this done, but they don't have the balls
to do the deal that needs to be done. And Doug, I'll tell you an interesting, when you were talking about people are calling this that are against this a tax. It's a tax. But you know what?
People are calling it a tax.
It is a totally, you aren't required to buy this stuff from China and be taxed on it.
You don't have to buy it.
Buy somewhere else and don't pay the tariff.
That's right.
It's totally voluntary.
And I would say to Victoria's point, she's right in some respects that this actually makes conservatives more uncomfortable than it does Democrats. You know that there's no love lost between Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump. But Chuck Schumer has been tweeting out to the president, stay strong, Mr. President, and in terms of this negotiation with China, stay strong. So
politically, he realizes that his constituents don't like the Chinese either.
Yeah.
The way they do business.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Steve Mnuchin has he's going back, I guess, next week for more trade talks. The Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing this week, at the hearing he said, quote, my expectation is that we'll go to Beijing at some point in the near future to continue the discussions. This was right after Trump basically said, it's our way or the highway.
Did you call him Mnuchin on purpose?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did Mnuchin.
Yeah, I think he did.
All right, that's the way to, I think, tackle number one opinion-wise here on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Jennifer and Rich and Doug. Food for thought now about how well you rest. All of us have sometimes, from time to time, we don't get a good night's rest. And whether or not you figured out what the problem is or not, if you're continuing to have a bad night, take Jennifer's word for it, take my word for it, and everybody who's got a MyPillow. I think, Richie, you've got some MyPillows.
I got four of them.
Four MyPillows.
All on one bed.
Good for you, Richie. That's encouraging.
And when my kids come in and try and steal it, I'm like, uh-uh.
Nope. Pillow fight. We win. You don't get MyPillow. Well, if you want the support that you need, that's what Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, says. I have worked hard to come up with something here. He was an engineer, and he couldn't fall asleep and get a good night's sleep. So he figured out a way using a new sort of filling to make these pillows that now are the talk of the nation. One of the things that makes them so wonderful is you can wash them. You can dry them. I washed I keep saying Charlotte. I have a dog bed for Daisy May, and it was smelly, and so I put it in the whole thing because you couldn't get anything else into the washer, but I put that in, and it did wonderfully well when you dry it out. Great stuff. So wash and dry your MyPillows. There's there's kind of a special this week, a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. $34.99 apiece. $69.98 for two. That's way off. That's the lowest price that's ever been offered here by us. If you would like to take advantage of that, buy a couple of sets maybe, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and get those two premium MyPillows for $69.98. If you hurry, they'll ship them free, too. MyPillow.com for the best deals on pillows. Promo code DJV. Take advantage of this fantastic offer.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
All right, we've got number one under our belt here, the trade war. Number two is the Mueller report. Nah, blah, blah, blah. Number three is the Alabama abortion law. We only have a couple of minutes here, and I want to save that for when we have a little more time. Number four is right up Jennifer's alley, the presidential race and blah, blah, Blasio getting into it. Another blah, blah, blah.
Is he really in it?
Oh,
he's
my God.
He's in it. And he's like the 23rd or 24th candidate in the race. And what was so funny is that he announced his presidency or the run for the presidency on Wednesday. And then on Thursday morning, he went on Good Morning America with George Stephanopoulos. And he had protesters standing outside the studio chanting liar while he was doing his introductory session with George Stephanopoulos. So much so it was so loud and deafening that George Stephanopoulos actually had to refer to it. And even people on The View, Whoopi Goldberg, Megan McKinnon, they're all tearing into him. The Post had a very funny cover with people sitting there laughing at the fact that Bill de Blasio is running. He's not very popular in New York City.
How disconnected is this guy that he thinks he's got any kind of
crazy? Well, I'm not going to say crazy, but I'm not going to suggest somebody's crazy, but the disconnect. It's like, look, if there are 4 million people already jumped into the race, why not me?
Well, that's the thing. After Joe Biden, before Joe Biden, I get it. Maybe he thought he's got as good a chance as anybody. But with Joe Biden coming in and sucking out so much of the energy from the race, this is a fool's errand.
Here's
it's
the reality.
Just crazy.
No, here's the reality. Much like Trump jumped into the race just for a PR and marketing move, just for a branding move, to up his name on the national platform, Bill de Blasio is doing it too. He has no thought that he could ever win this thing, but he's saying, you know what, I can say I ran for president.
Yeah,
and it takes these people, and then they
win.
Get speaking engagements. Nah, there's no
he had nine people come to see him in Nevada when he was doing his exploratory committee, and 21 in New Hampshire or Maine, wherever he was.
That's awesome. I want to go to one of his rallies. That'd be
so
great.
Meanwhile, who's
you'd
running
the
city
one
of New York? Hello?
Come
well,
anybody
they
home?
Asked that before.
Come on, I'll buy the beer.
Well, there's the entire infrastructure. It runs itself.
Okay, so what do we need a mayor for? Throw him out and save the city.
All right, everybody meet me at the next de Blasio outing. I'm buying the beer. I'll bring the six
biggest
pack.
One yet.
Bring the beer, Richie. 21 after on the countdown overview.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is the Talk Radio Review. In this hour, we're visited by Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen to review the top stories of the week according to the research at Talkers. The lists are printed at Talkers.com, where you also will find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about the talk radio industry right there for you to absorb, including a lot of info about your favorite hosts and where they are, where they're expanding to, how that works, that stuff. So Victoria has pleaded with me, please, she said, please, can we go back to the Mueller report, which is number two this week, because I said erroneously there's not much new, and she says, Au contraire.
Yes, because a federal judge on Thursday ordered that prosecutors make public a transcript of a phone call that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn tried really kind of hard to hide with what we can now call a lie. And this was his conversation with a Russian ambassador in late 2016. And so this is District Judge Emmett Sullivan in Washington. So he ordered the government as well to provide a public transcript of a voicemail. This was in November 2017 involving Flynn. Now, this is a bit of a tricky, a bit sensitive, this call. Trump's attorney, his personal attorney, left a message for Flynn's attorney, sort of reminding him of the president's fondness for Flynn. And this was when Flynn was considering cooperating with federal investigators. And the judge wants this on the court website by the end of this month. And so and Flynn has sort of indicated that, you know, this sort of phone message was kind of like pressure. So this is very just a little bit like, you know, as to whether he cooperated or not. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether they will do it or what happens next. Da, da, da.
Okay, so thank you. But tell me, where's the smoking gun? Because all I'm hearing in all the reports I'm hearing and seeing is that he cooperated. But he cooperated with what? What does he have?
What do you mean, what does he have?
What does he have with regard to
Richie, you know how Coke Zero has no sugar?
Right.
This is very much the question.
Well, he's pleaded guilty to a felony count of making a false statement to FBI investigators
about
his
contact with the ambassador. Right, which had nothing to do with the collusion. He said I did have a meeting. But in that meeting that he did and didn't have...
This isn't about collusion. This is about obstruction.
Obstruction of what?
Obstruction of the investigation.
Of what?
The investigation of... obstruction of the investigation of Mueller. And don't forget, this goes back to why would you obstruct an investigation into Russian hacking, an investigation into whether the then-candidate Trump attempted to obtain Hillary Clinton's emails and things like that. Why would you obstruct that? So that's what this is about.
I think I'm going to revert to what I said a few minutes ago about, hello, can we yawn and move on?
Well, and I think it's important to talk about because you hear the news coverage that you talked about, the thing you brought up on CNN, and there's impeachment, right? But I think my point of asking...
I'm not talking about impeachment at all.
Right, no. But CNN is. And I think my point of asking you of what, is that they get all these people, like Flynn's going to jail for lying.
Right, this is it.
But none of the lies add up to collusion, and I don't...
And they weren't about the initial investigation to begin with. This is the same old story about grabbing somebody.
Well, I do think that we are talking far more about obstruction. There were at least 10 instances, possibly 12, there may have been, in which Mueller said that Trump attempted to collude.
In the light of eternity, it means squat. 28 past the hour. If you're getting bored with dinner options, you don't like unhealthy fast food options, you don't like to order in, here's some great news from Martha Stewart. She's doing a free taste test, and you can be the beneficiary. Yep, Martha's giving away 3 full-size meals from her new meal delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a really healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate for fresh food, that's for sure. There are 18,000 recipes you may choose from. The menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. So let's go to fork. Text the word fork to 246-810. That's right, fork to 246-810. Get your free meals now. Text the word fork to 246-810. Calitrin, it is the best choice, the healthiest choice, not just for losing the weight, but keeping it off.
Right, yes, it does. It's collagen. You know, you're born with it, you lose it, you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. It supports your lean muscle, and it burns your stored fat. You're going to see inch loss more than likely before weight loss. Much easier to keep off and to maintain that way. It's not your fast overnight, but your healthy way to lose your weight. You know, it has lots of benefits because of the collagen. Like I take it for the arthritis, have for over 15 years. Sleep better, feel better, have more energy. Doesn't matter if you're on certain meds. It doesn't interact with anything, no matter what you're taking.
All right, so let's once again underscore what you can do right now, going to toploss.com and ordering, whether it's the first time or you need to reorder, the Mother's Day special, $30 off a 90-day supply, plus you get a free bottle and free shipping.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying the president's new immigration proposal is dead on arrival. The president detailing his plan yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, saying it will move the nation from a family-based immigration system to a merit-based system. Pelosi says calling the plan merit-based is, in her words, the height of condescension. The president also proposing that
future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
At least two states are calling for boycotts over Alabama's new abortion law, which bans almost all abortions. Maryland's comptroller is saying he's advising the state's pension fund to pull any money it has invested in Alabama companies. And Colorado's Secretary of State is urging a boycott. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This portion of the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, Talk Radio from the folks who are on the inside, if you will, Talkers Magazine. This is brought to you by Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test for the new full-size meal program she has. It's a meal delivery kit. Martha and Marley Spoon will send you 3 free meals if you text FORK to 246-810. So you want to get great food sent right to your door, better than going out to the fast food joint or having stuff brought in. This is something you cook for yourself quickly, fresh food, healthy choices, yours free, the first 3 meals, when you text FORK to 246-810. 246-810, text FORK there, get the food sent straight to your door, get your free meals to try it out. FORK, text FORK to 246-810. We're going through the charts that you can see anytime you'd like at talkers.com. We've talked about the number one issue this week. News talk focusing on the China trade war. Then the Mueller report was 2. We have not talked about the Alabama abortion law. I don't know
where to go. Well, I know, I think it's, I don't know, how do I say this respectfully? I don't know that I have respect for it, frankly. I think it's asinine. I just don't understand how in this day and age, no matter what your political stripes, how you think this way. It's like we're, it's like a different country or something.
Think what way?
Yeah. I don't get it. Of the fact that it'll outlaw pretty much all abortions. Who, in this world today, whether you like it, I don't happen to like abortions. It's not my,
yeah.
I mean, who likes them?
Who does?
I guess,
right.
Yeah. But the, you know, this is an age of consent. And to say that you can't do what you think you need to do or what you want to do with your body, whether other people judge it to be right or not, it's not their business. I guess that's what I look at. And what really offends me is that all these laws and all this stuff comes from men. It doesn't come from women.
Oh,
over the years, I don't know how many times I've had this conversation about men making these laws. Go ahead, Reggie.
Is it your body or is it someone else's body?
Not my body.
No.
What do you mean?
When you're talking about the baby, is it your body?
Well, that's the issue.
Somebody else's body inside your body.
Yeah, that's right. And at what point and all of that other stuff. I'd like to get Victoria's point of view on this because I think it's pretty clear what I just find it. The word isn't offensive. I just find it annoying as much as anything else. It just goes on and on. The same conversation. We don't seem to deal with things in a mature way. Things have changed. People think differently now and leave people alone unless they're hurting something or somebody else, and that's the stage. That's where you talk about, you know, when it's appropriate to have an abortion, but to outlaw all of them, I don't know. Victoria, what do you think?
I think what struck me about the Alabama law, and I don't like abortion, was that that it was a very cynical law, and the people who made the law freely admitted that it was a law designed to overturn another law. In other words, that this wasn't a law designed purely for law making. It was designed with a further aim in mind, just to overturn another law. And there was no exception made for rape or incest, so there was no compassion in the law,
right.
And so that was really pretty shocking. And I think also the idea of a small government party choosing to be the large government party when it comes to this issue is interesting to me. Also, I think that there are issues where you could say, well, leave it to the woman and her doctor. But we don't say that in this instance because it's as though we don't trust the woman and her doctor to have the maturity to make those decisions. And I find that interesting also, as though even before you get to the doctor who's going to do the abortion, you don't trust the primary care doctor or another doctor of referral to be able to make a mature decision, or a spiritual advisor. Many women consult spiritual advisors or have long agonizing discussions with their partners before they reach this decision. Women don't go out and have a banana split or a chocolate cream sundae and it's Saturday. That's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Sounds like fun. This is not the way these decisions are made. And it's also interesting to me that the birth rate is so low right now because because people are having less children. So those are just my observations on this as we move forward. And I think it's, very likely that this will go to, obviously, an appeals court, and it will wind up in the Supreme Court. And who knows which way that court will go.
Yeah. It just seems like some of these things, we never get beyond them. It's the same discussion.
You're not changing anybody's mind.
For years.
Unfortunately. No. It's one of those topics where, religion, guns, abortion, where you guys can talk at each other all day long, and in the end, everybody remains the same.
I've been doing talk
radio. Women will die.
Of course they will die.
Yeah, no, I mean, the laws that are created have to be talked about, but nobody's going to change their opinion about the issue.
I've been on the air doing talk radio since 1974. This every time this comes up, it isn't a joke, but it becomes a joke because it's a surefire way for a lazy host to get telephones to ring. That's pretty much the only thing that comes out of it. There's nothing because nobody changes. You're right. Nobody changes their minds. Okay, number five this week, the war talk with the Iranians. The White House has taken the Iranian show to congressional leaders, classified briefings this past week. There was a lot of criticism that lawmakers were being kept out of the loop. If we are going to maneuver ourselves militarily in there, one more, and just the whole Middle East. The guy, the Ayatollah, is a numbskull at best and a maniacal heathen at worst. And the most interesting part of this is that the people, especially the younger you are, the more you hate the government in Iran. It's really pretty interesting to see how out of touch this guy, Iranian people, in comparison to the rest of the Middle East, much more educated, and they are not happy with what's going on, and yet this idiot keeps trying. You know, you've got to wonder. We can say it here because they don't think the way we do, apparently, or at least outwardly. Who wins in this circle? What do you think you're going to accomplish? Why do you even want to spend the money on nuclear energy? Because you hate the Jews. Okay, so what? What is you're going to drop a bomb and you get annihilated 5 seconds after that?
Bomb, 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 Iran. Bomb, 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 Iran.
Pretty much says it all.
Remember this oldie but goodie?
Oh, my God, I love this.
I mean, this song has come out 20 years ago.
I know, we should keep that handy by. Bomb, bomb, Iran.
So I have some thoughts.
Oh, please, Victoria.
We have time for my thoughts. Okay, yes, so my thoughts are these. First of all, this is another example, along with China, but in this case it's different, of miscommunications. In one instance, it's an example of completely misunderstanding the Iranian people if the U.S. actually thinks that because the many, many Iranians dislike the regime intensely, they will not fight the U.S. if the U.S. actually does take action against Iran. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. They love their 10,000-year-old glorious history. They will fight the U.S. because they love their country. So that's a miscalculation. And number two, there seems to be enormous dispute about the intelligence. Our allies view the intelligence, as well as Iraq, differently from how the U.S. is viewing the intelligence. President Trump has two extremely hawkish advisors, John Bolton, who was in favor of the Iraq war. And who may have ginned up the intelligence on WMD, and Mike Pompeo. Trump has apparently, according to senior administration advisors, told his acting defense secretary that he does not want war with Iran, but he may not be quite as much in the loop as he would like to be on how fast this thing is moving. And I don't believe that he is happy with the advice that he is getting.
Well, he's getting bad advice because he's getting it from Bolton. And so you go up and down the list of people who have expertise here. It's very interesting that you separated it out the way you did, Victoria. Thank you. The people, I said part of it, people hate the government, but they will stick up for their Persian history. And so there is it. It's very much stronger because of the age of the civilization and what they think they're protecting. You know, a lot of people, the old timers, would still like to have a Shah in charge. If it weren't for Jimmy Carter, he might still be there. You know, it's more, again, we've meddled and messed up more stuff in the Middle East in whatever the name of progress or democracy or whatever. Mind our, just get the hell out of all. I mean, that's my. You get out of there and mind.
Stop buying their oil too. Hold on, I have Mike Pompeo and Bolton on the line. Guys, what do you think we should do? What?
Bomb, 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 Iran.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, 45 past the hour. Let's whiten our teeth. Brighten our teeth. The folks that have developed the staff of Dr. Martin Ginninger
developed this power swabs, this whitener, an all-natural way of whitening your teeth. It's not just like, there are plenty of whiteners, toothpaste whiteners, stuff you can use in trays and stick in your mouth and taste terrible. And
belt sanders.
Yeah, right, yeah, you can use those too. Sure. Take the enamel off and the white comes right back, except when you take the enamel off, which is what most of these things do, your teeth rot in your head. So if you have ugly yellow teeth, the most important thing for you to understand is to whiten them. You don't have to take the extreme measure of trying to take the enamel off. All you do is use this all natural. This is the most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. It transforms your smile. Use it 5, 6, 7 days in a row, and each time a couple of shades get brighter and brighter. Power swabs, super fast, super easy, dentist approved. So let's get at it. It's a no-brainer, actually. And the offer that we have for you is to call 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you get power swabs at half the retail price. Call now. Whiten your teeth. Enjoy how you look when you're smiling. 800-208-1797. Again, the deal is half price. Use the DJV code. Power swabs to whiten your teeth a safe, natural way. 800-208-1797.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Most people think VR, or virtual reality, is only for gamers. But imagine reliving important life experiences in 3D VR. Well, it's possible with the Vuse XR camera, where the immersive 3D VR experience is so much better than simple 2D images. Jim Malcolm from Humanize, the makers of the Vuse XR camera, explains.
In a VR headset, which is basically eliminating everything else around you, it really allows you to engage and immerse yourself into whatever that experience is. I love the example of baby's first steps, because you can actually see a toddler walking towards you, and they get closer, they get bigger, it's much more dynamic in VR. And it is the closest thing to reliving that for the rest of that person's life.
Check it out at Vuse.camera. That's Vuse.camera.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. All right, so let's see. We have a couple of other items here. Number six, the immigration plan. Number seven, the Holocaust statements made by yet another Muslim congressperson. Climate change, eight, Boeing, what a mess. My God, what a mess that is for them. Number nine, they brought it on themselves, too. Number 10, space exploration. Let's spend some more money and get to the moon. Beat the Chinese, or whoever else it is that everybody wants to get to the moon. You'd think we'd put all of our resources together like we do with the space station and all go at once, but no, let's spend lots of money. All right, so that's the first overview, the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Thanks to Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden. I'm Doug Steffen.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family?
Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Searching for a safe way to get rest you deserve, improve and lift your mood, relief for aches and pains? The answer, Hemp FX, Uplift, Relax, Soothe. You are invited to a workshop free on Saturday, May 18th, 10:30 to 1:30 at Westin San Francisco Airport, 1 Old Bayshore Highway, Nilbury, California. Contact Donna at 650-861-0606. That's 650-861-0606 or DonnaGarland@yahoo.com.
Come on, baby, ride my car.
Batman!
This is the original theme from the TV show. This week, some of you may have been enticed into going to the theater. I was, because I thought the way it appeared in the promotion that there was an overview of the Batman, the history of Batman, whether it be the television or the movies. And so I went thinking I was going to see a compilation of a lot of different scenes and talking about the Batman movies, etc., etc., with the stars. But no, they just showed one of the Batman movies, and I never liked the series. I didn't like, not like Batman really as a movie anyway, but I thought the stories culturally were good because some of the actors who played Batman have been pretty good. But anyway, I got to see a little bit of The Iceman Cometh. It was an awful Batman and Robin, Chris O'Donnell and George Clooney. It was awful. And I left because I didn't want to see.
Well, here's the history. Here's the history of that film. I'll tell you just real quick. First two Batman movies are directed by Tim Burton. Batman in '89, and then Batman Returns in '92. More serious fare. Michael Keaton as Batman, and then Warner Brothers parted ways with Tim Burton after Batman Returns because he made it a little too dark and it didn't make the money they wanted it to. So they hire Joel Schumacher, who does Batman Forever. They cast Val Kilmer. It's sort of like a mix between what Burton did in the TV show. I sort of like the film. It's sort of entertaining. Jim Carrey played the Riddler, Tommy Lee Jones, Two-Face. And then the studio tells Schumacher, let's do a movie more geared to what Adam West did in 1966. So he basically makes a movie made for little kids, which is Batman and Robin. And the general public, more adult-oriented people, hate that film. They hate it. I do think it's well-made, but it is juvenile, and it goes for joke after joke. It's overproduced. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays Mr. Freeze. I get why you didn't like it. I'm not a big fan.
Yeah.
I do find it watchable. But I think it is misunderstood to the point that Schumacher, who's actually a really good, he's a good director, directed The Lost Boys and Fallen Down with Michael Douglas. he made a movie, and he explains this on the DVD commentary, for children. It's not really made for adults. So if you look at it through the eyes of a child, I'm sure little children will like that movie. It's just not really an adult Batman story. And the reason we play that Batman music is yesterday on the internet, it was announced that Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame, who played the lead role, the vampire Edward, has been cast in director Matt Reeves' new incarnation of Batman over at Warner Brothers titled The Batman, which will be in theaters June 25th, 2021. It goes in production sometime later this year. You know, it's interesting. On my Facebook feed, a lot of people were like, is this serious? Is this a joke? Because they look at Pattinson just as a character in Twilight. But over the last decade, he's done some darker films, a movie called High Life and a movie called Good Time, that a lot of casting directors recognize as a guy has some acting chops. I was surprised to learn that he is 6'1", he is slight of frame, he's 33, so he's going to be playing Batman in his upper 20s in the movie.
He's a skinny wimp. Why? How do you put somebody like that into a role like Batman? He's got a suit on.
He's got a suit on. The abs are fake.
Okay.
Listen,
it's the same suit that Ben Affleck wore.
But you know, it's interesting because I remember 1989, every time they cast Bruce Wayne Batman, you get this crazy reaction on social media. In 1989, there was no social media. But when Michael Keaton was cast as Bruce Wayne Batman and Tim Burton's Batman, everybody said, how can you cast the guy who played Mr. Mom as Batman? And then they cut the trailer. And it was like, well, you know what? He actually looks pretty good. And a lot of people recognize Michael Keaton as good as anybody who's played that role, if not better.
He's a good actor. He does well in whatever role he plays.
He's a good actor, but every time they cast a role like this, people have, oh, is he right or is he wrong? I say give this thing a chance. Reeves is a pretty good director. He directed the last two installments in the rebooted Planet of the Apes franchise. He did Cloverfield and a vampire movie called Let Me In, which I thought was really good. So, you know, they're always going to do Batman. It's a viable property, like James Bond. Different actors as they grow older, they'll recast other people. Having said that, I just want to point this out. I thought Ben Affleck was simply awesome as Batman in Batman vs. Superman. It was the darkest Batman on film, the most aggressive. He actually kills people in that movie. I love what Ben Affleck did in that, but they're going a different
way. All right, what's coming out this weekend?
You got John Wick 3 with Keanu Reeves, the third entry in this action franchise, which is getting really good reviews, tracking at like almost a $50 million opening, and then The Dog's Journey with geared to more families. But last night, at Cannes, Rocket Man, the Elton John biopic, was screened to a standing ovation. It's going to make a lot of money, this movie.
Next week that comes out. Chuck Curry, our movie man here. It's 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.